Hey, thanks for holding. My name is Charlie. Am I speaking with Maya? Hello?
Was that directed to me?
Yeah, is this Maya?
Oh, hi. Yes, this is Maya.
Yeah. Hi, I'm Charlie. How are you doing today?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. Thank you for asking. You were speaking to one of my representatives, Tara, about the first page placements of Google. Did you have any questions on how the service worked for you?
I think it's pretty straightforward. She was saying, I would pop up when people are looking for professional organizers and whatever location. I think you guys are looking into that right now.
Yes. So anybody like in your service area, are you Huntington Beach to Laguna, correct? Or all of OC, really? Is where you're looking to target?
Now, I'm offering it to anyone in Orange County, North or South.
Okay. Yeah. So anybody that's searching for the services, they would be able to find you. So it's just a click to call. So like Tara mentioned, you'll never share that position with anybody. At the same time, you're not going to share your customers because they're calling you directly. You're not having to like find a person or text them or call them. It's really just at the click of a button. I mean, everybody uses Google nowadays, so that's where they would go to just find you. Now, I do see that you are pretty, pretty brand new. You're only a week and a half into business. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Well, congratulations. That could be pretty overwhelming, but at the same time, too, very, very cool. As of right now, do you have anything for your business that's out there, like a Facebook page, an Instagram, Yelp listing, an Angie's Leads, anything like that?
I just got set up today with Angie's List. I have a Yelp business profile, and right now I have people directed to my Calendly.
Okay.
So I don't know if that's
Calendly, nice. Okay. You still there?
Yeah.
Okay. You cut out a little bit there. So you said you have somebody going, you have some people going directly to your Calendly. Is that what you said?
Oh, I was saying the goal is to direct them to my Calendly.
Gotcha. Okay. Gotcha. And you don't have like a website or anything like that. You just have the Calendly, right?
Yes. Uh-huh. And then there they can book a complimentary consultation and it has a little bit more in-depth info about my service. So.
Yeah, right. Yeah, I actually used to use Calendly quite often, so I'm very familiar with it. And you could actually, they could actually pay through Calendly too if you had that set up correctly. So if you didn't know that, you could actually do transactions through there. So something to kind of think about for later down the road. Do you have like a Facebook page or anything where you post like before and after pictures or anything like that, interact with customers?
I have an Instagram set up. I haven't been posting too much, but I have it in place. Yes.
Okay. So what we're gonna help you do is one, we're gonna help you get verified with Google. Okay. So because it is a little bit tough nowadays, they are just gonna want to make sure that you're a legitimate company, a legitimate person. So they are going to send you a PIN verification in the mail. Now, once you do get that built, we will help you get programmed to that first page. Well, not help. We will program you to the first page of Google for all the services you provide. Now, the service is unique because we'll help you build a Facebook page. Facebook owns Instagram, so you could actually link the two. So with one click of a button, if you ever posted on Instagram, it would automatically post to your Facebook or vice versa, right? But what we do is we actually do a retargeting campaign. So anybody that searches your services on Google, we retarget them on Facebook. Have you ever looked something up on Google, like a new product or anything like that, and then all of a sudden you start seeing that pop up everywhere?
Yeah, would it be an option to have it directed to a Yelp instead of Facebook?
Yelp doesn't do things like that. So Yelp is a third-party platform that utilizes Google. So Yelp pays for leads through Google, and then they sell them back to you. So if you're on a paid service with Yelp, you're basically buying Google's leads at a higher cost. Does that make sense?
Okay.
Yeah.
And
so
I would want my ratings and reviews to be through Google and not through Yelp then, right?
Absolutely, 100%. So, like, if you ever had wanted to cancel the service with us by, like, let's say, like, 2 years down the road, you're like, I'm killing it, I'm crushing it, I don't need any more advertising, I'm so busy, I just want to stop, and then I want to just be able to have people find me because I'm booked out. You would keep everything. Mm-hmm. You would keep your Google Business profile, you'd keep all your reviews. The only thing that you would stop is really us just doing the retargeting campaigns, and then also to the programming for you to be on the first page. So, but we're going to help you build all that stuff out. So that way, I mean, long term, it's going to be a lot cheaper for you. My dad runs the same, I mean, he doesn't have the same business as you, but he runs the same concept, and he stays consistently busy, and he lives in Washington, where it rains 3/4 out of the year. So this is very good for a new business startup, also too for a small business. It's really affordable, but also too, it doesn't break the bank. You're not paying per lead, and you're getting organic people to find you directly. And then after that, once you get customers through Google, they're lifelong customers at that point. They're staying with you, okay? But let me, do you have any questions on the service of, like, everything right there that we talked about?
Yeah, just to make sure I'm understanding correctly, so it's a month-to-month that I pay. Is that a flat rate?
Yes, it is going to always be a flat rate. Also, too, so you do have a Yelp. We do integrate you with Yahoo, Bing, and Apple as well, so you'll get publicity, you could say, pushing out that way, but the flat rate never changes for you. So even as established as you get, you would always be grandfathered in at that flat rate because Terra did give you a new in business credit, and we run that promotion for our newer businesses because we understand that capital and cash flow are key for you guys, and you guys typically don't have a huge bankroll to spend thousands of dollars on advertising a month. So we do tailor this to help small businesses because we were there at one point, and now we've been in business for 19 years, and we understand how to do this. So that's why we tailor fit this to smaller businesses. But let me go into the flat rate for you. So typically, if you were to go to our website and purchase a service like this, this would cost you $599 month to month with a $299 setup fee. What I'm going to do is I'm going to apply that rate for you, which is the new in business credit. It gives you a reduced rate all the way down to just $249 month to month. Now, it does waive the setup fees as well, so you have zero. And you're just paying $249 month to month, for the life of you being in service with us. We will never call you and ask you for more money for the services that we offered here. And it's just grandfathered in at that point. It is not a contract. Also too, for your Facebook retargeting campaign, don't think you have to spend more money with an ad budget. We actually allocate $100 from the $249 to your Facebook. So you're not paying two separate deals there. You're just paying that flat rate, okay?
Oh, yeah, that's a great price. So it never will go up, even though this is like a promotional price?
Never. You're grandfathered in. Yeah. We run
those.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. I get customers that ask me that too sometimes, like when we're doing this, and they're like, so how long does this stand for? Like, for as long as you're in service with us, you keep the $249 rate. So, yeah, absolutely.
Sorry, I don't want to rush you. I am driving to see a house really quick. I'm 5 minutes to my destination, so is that enough time to wrap all this up?
Yeah, absolutely. So let's just go into, so it's purely organized, correct?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, where would you like that PIN verification to be sent to you? What address would you like to send that over to you?
Yeah, it's going to be 790
mm-hmm.
VIA, V-I-A, space, LOS, L-O-S, I think another space, Altos, A-L-T-O-S.
Laguna Woods.
Yeah, Laguna Woods.
California.
And then the zip code is then 92673, or 92637, I'm sorry.
Yeah, that sounds okay. Right. Oh, and then, sorry, with the address, it needs unit P.
Unit P?
Yeah, as in Paul.
Okay. And then, Maya, how do you, is your name spelled, how do you spell your first name?
I
was going to try it, but.
It's
okay.
It's going to be M-A-Y-A-L-I-N.
Okay. And then your last name?
Southern, S-O-U-T-H-E-R-N.
Okay. And then an email address, that way we can send everything over to you in writing along with your invoice.
Okay. It'll be my first and last name, M-A-Y-A-L-I-N-S-O-U-T-H-E-R-N at gmail.com.
Okay. Southern at gmail.com, correct?
Yeah.
Wow, perfect. Okay. Standard, beautiful. Okay, and then I'm just going to get this in here. And so for the services, can you just kind of, I mean, I'm going to schedule an onboarding call with my tech team and you at a later date. So it could be probably tomorrow if you're free. I'll have them contact you and they're just going to verify and make sure that everything is correct. So that way you're programmed for the first page correctly. Also, too, they're going to verify the address just to be crystal clear and sure. But what are some of the services that you're offering that you want to be found for on the first page?
Yeah, so I'm mostly focusing right now on closet decluttering in organization. I'm also offering like styling help as well.
Oh, okay. Styling, like home styling or like designer?
Like wardrobe styling.
Wardrobe.
To close up. Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Perfect. Okay. And I'm going to send that over to my tech team along with all this other stuff too. And then that way they can call you and then they're going to verify it. They'll probably go into more depth about what you want to target. But also too, so what I'm going to do is I'm just going to take what you would like to use for the billing information. I'm going to create a password for you. So it's a security password. And then I'm going to just walk you through a voice verification. And then I'm going to set that onboarding call for you, and then we're pretty much done from there. I'm going to work on your account, and then hopefully we can schedule something for tomorrow, like in the morning, so that way we can get working on this pretty quickly with you, okay?
Okay, great.
Okay, so for the card itself, are you going to use a business card or just a debit card?
It'll still be a credit card, but it's not like a business account.
Okay, so it just has, like, your first and last name on there, or is there, like, a middle initial?
It does have a middle initial, yeah.
Okay, what's your middle initial?
Y.
Y, okay. And then are you still the same as the 790 via Los Altos? That's the billing address?
No, it's actually very recent that I – relocated here. It's
oh, okay.
A different address.
Okay. I'm ready whenever you are for the address.
Oh, okay. It's 18.
Oh, 18.
Uh-huh. And then Ocate, O-C-A-T-E.
Mm-hmm.
Court. And then the city is Placitas, P-L-A-C-I-T-A-S.
Okay. So I have PLACITAS, is that correct?
Yes, PLACITAS.
Okay, and then court, and then what's the zip code on it?
87043.
Okay. Let me just make sure I have that correct for you here. Where did you recently move from?
Oh, my gosh. I've moved states like 5 times in the last like year and a half.
Oh, really? Where are you originally from?
I'm actually from Northern California.
Oh, okay. Not too bad.
Yeah. So I grew up there, went to college in Albuquerque, then went to Austin, Texas, and Baltimore, and then went to Estes Park.
And now you're back in Cali. Full circle, huh?
Yes, yeah.
Okay. And then for the card itself, is it a Visa or a MasterCard? Or is it American Express, Discover?
American Express.
Okay. And then I'm ready whenever you are for the card number itself.
Okay. It's 3722-4781-680-1010.
Okay. And then the expiration?
427.
And then the security code.
It is, oh, I always forget. I think it's the one on the front of the card.
It's the one with the, it's the 4-digit one.
Okay, yeah, 8030.
Okay. Perfect. And then I'm going to set a security question. This is to protect your information. We don't sell or share any of your information here at Local Splash. Also, too, we want to make sure every time we call you, we're talking to you only. And also, it's an added form of protection, so you always know that you're talking to us. So I have 3. You can have 1. I have your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name. Which one would you like?
Does it have to be a hard answer or?
No. So I'd say this jokingly, but please don't forget your security question answer because it does unlock your account.
I thought it was like a thing where it's like a question answer that no one else would know kind of thing.
No, it's something that you're going to remember, but always that we know we're talking to you at that point.
Oh, okay. I'll just do my first pet's name.
Okay. What's your first pet's name?
Miseppi.
Okay. Miseppi. Can you spell that?
Yeah. M as in Nancy, E-S-S-E-P-P-I.
Miseppi. Was Miseppi a dog?
It was a bunny.
It was a bunny. Oh, my gosh. That's the first time I've spoke to somebody that put their bunny on here.
I've never had anything more long term than a bunny. I've had fish and hamsters, but I don't remember their names.
That's hilarious. My good friend, she got married to one of my best friends, and she had a bunny growing up. That bunny, I was like, oh my god, that bunny looks so evil. It scared me. I was like, I'm not going in there. It had like red eyes. I was like, I'm not going in there. I'm sorry. But I know you're crunched for time, so Maya, I'm just going to walk you through a voice verification really quickly. I am going to send this to you in an email form, along with a couple text messages, and then also to your invoice, okay? So this is only going to take like a minute of your time, and then we're going to wrap everything up here, and then you'll be set to go, okay?
Okay, great.
Okay, here we go. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Purely Organized.
Perfect. Please state your name and title within the business.
Mile and Southern, owner.
Perfect. And then you are authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. And then you're the authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. To get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. You will be provided a security question to verify the call is coming from us and not another company. So that's your first pet's name, okay?
Okay.
Perfect. And then do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from us?
Yeah.
Okay. I have a customer service number here. Do you want it right now, or do you want me to just email it to you?
I can take it down now.
Okay. Let me know when you're ready.
I'm ready.
Okay. It's 877-635-6225.
And what was your name again?
My name's Charlie. So that's our customer service number. You can call that same number, and you can hit extension 203, and that will call me directly, okay?
Okay, perfect.
Yeah, so if you have any questions or need any help with anything, you could always reach out to me if your account manager doesn't answer. I will call you back if I don't answer within an hour, me personally, and I'll find out what's going on, and then I'll try to help you from there, okay?
Okay, great.
Perfect. In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the terms of your agreement?
Yeah.
Perfect. Okay, so your payment for initial term and account setup, which we waived the account setup with the new in business credit, will be charged today, which is March 4th, in the non-refundable amount of the $249. When the second payment is complete, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 4th in the amount of just $249. This is a recurring payment. Now, Maya, you may discontinue or pause your agreement at any time by contacting client support at that 877-635-6225 number I gave you. To prevent charges for your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. I'm going to send you a couple of emails and welcome text messages. When can my tech team call you? I got a couple of spots for tomorrow. What's a good time for them to do the onboarding call? Are you a morning person, or are you kind of like an afternoon person?
Like a mid.
Yeah, I can do 11 a.m. I don't want to wake you up either if you sleep in. Let me put that for you here. I'm going to send you a Google invite. It's a Google Calendar invite, and it's just going to have like the time. It's all going to have my tech team's email on there, and then it's going to have my email and then yours, and it's just going to verify everything. Now, everything did go through on our end, so we're good there. I do want to formally welcome you to Local Splash. As a Google Channel partner, we are like a family here, so if you need anything, please reach out to us with the 877 number. The more you're involved and we can understand more of like if you want to run promotions and stuff like that, that's very beneficial because we could always be working on that stuff for you as well. We can't read your mind, so if you do want to do that stuff, please reach out and let us know. That way we can make that happen for you, okay?
Okay, great.
Awesome. So I did send you a welcome text message. That's going to be the last thing for now. It should say your first name. Let me see if it went through. Actually,
yeah,
you should have got a couple of them. So it says, thank you for choosing Local Splash. We sent a copy of your invoice to the email we have on file. Please click here. And it says my.localsplash.com. Can you click that link? That's just our terms and agreement page. So there's 2 buttons on the bottom. One that you do want to receive SMSs, and then you are the card authorization holder. You're just going to sign your name or type it, first and last name. You might have to put your middle initial in there, actually. And then when you hit confirm, it'll take you to a login form with a username and password. Let me know when you get there.
Okay.
You're there?
One second.
Okay, okay. I thought you were like, okay, I'm there. I'm like, wow, you're fast. Mm-hmm. All right, let's see here.
Sorry, just yes. Answer it real quick.
It is gonna have your middle initial. It's gonna have the Y in there.
And do I get a confirmation of this?
Yes, everything's sent over to you. Yes, everything's sent over to you in email, your invoice. It's not a contract, so it's just month to month. But yeah, everything's gonna be sent over to you via mail, email.
Okay.
So the one that you
I'm
gave me on. Perfect. So that's going to be the tracking system we're going to build for you. Tomorrow on your onboarding call at 11, my tech team is going to give you the username and password for that, and then they'll walk you through that to show you where you can see everything with your Google Business profile, the Facebook retargeting campaigns. You'll be able to track everything in that area as well, okay? They're going to set that up for you tomorrow on that onboarding call with you, okay?
Okay.
Awesome. Do you have any questions for me at this point?
No. Thank you so much for walking me through all that.
Yeah, no problem. Like I said, if you need to reach me, you could. My extension is the 203 on that 877 number. But then if not, we will be contacting you tomorrow at 11, and I'm going to get started on your account here, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
All right. No problem. Have a good evening. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Thank you, too. Bye.
All right. Bye-bye.